tell us, I want to get your analysis of the Super Bowl coming up, but before we do that, and perhaps it's being covered to the point where it's actually taken away from the Super Bowl and the excitement and the way the caliber of football this season has been, I think, unprecedented and also unpredictable. But what is your take on this Bill Parcells situation?
Well, I think it was brewing. I think the reason Parcells came back in 2006 was because he thought he could win the Super Bowl. He had the healthiest team in football, and he finished one game over 500. I think he realized he probably couldn't win the Super Bowl next year with this team, so why stay? I don't think he was here to build the Cowboys. I think he was here to win. And if he couldn't see himself winning in 2007, why stay?
Rick Goslin, what do you think was the primary factor besides that? How much of it was his working relationship with Jerry Jones? How much was it his health and the sense of a certain lack of urgency, lack of passion that he perceived in himself? And how much of it was the daily egos that he had to manage, particularly T.O.?
Well, I don't think that was the issue. I think the issue is, like I had said, those all may have been minor parts in the decision, lesser distractions. But again, I think he was here to win a championship. He hasn't won a playoff game, and I don't think he saw that happening in his near future. You know, the Terrell Owens thing was, you know, warmed down a little bit, but I don't think that was the overriding. I think if Bill Parcells thought he could win a Super Bowl with this team next season, he'd have been back.
What about the fact that they were a 19-yard field goal away from winning it? Would he still be here if that ball had not been fumbled?
It depends what happened next week. If they had gone in and beaten Chicago, maybe gone to the NFC title game, yeah, maybe he would have. Maybe he realized that he could win it. But right now, again, I don't think with a healthy team, they were one game over 500. I just don't think it was an occurrence.
And do you think that this is truly the end of the road for Bill Parcells as one of the top six or seven coaches of all time?
Well, I think it's truly the end. You know, where you want to put him on the all-time pecking order, I'm not prepared to say. But I do think, he's 66. I mean, you don't keep coming back. You know, I think Marv Levy would like to come back and coach, but he's in his 70s now. I think, and you look at the hires that are being made and have been made this decade, everybody wants the young, energetic, aggressive guy. You know, Mike Tomlin was 34, was hired this week. You see guys like, Jack Del Rio and Jeff Fisher was hired young, Bill Carr was hired young. You know, the league has gone to the younger guy. And I think, unless the team is desperate, maybe possibly even the Giants. They may give Parcells another call, but I think more and more teams are looking in the other direction for the younger guy.